This is Andy Byfield. Now, Andy, tell us, what's your connection with St Mary's?
Morning, everybody. Morning. It's good to see you here. Thank you for the invitation to come. I think we were your sheep for about 4 years, I think it was. Trying to work out when it was exactly, but I think 2003 to 2007, we were members of St Mary's. There's a lot of familiar faces here from our days when we were with you then. Lots of new faces that we've not met before, so that's exciting. But it's good to see old friends. I think I've been here once before back in the day for a Home and Away years and years ago, so it's good to be back.
And you are now a vicar in Moulton in Northamptonshire. Tell us, how do you get from being in Maidenhead to Moulton?
Okay, so I was teaching years ago down the road at Eton, and that's why we were coming to St Mary's as a family. And then gradually over the time that we were at St Mary's, you kind of got me doing a little bit of leading of services and a bit of preaching, and then bumped us off to theological college. So I blame you completely for it all. It's your fault.
It's great that you have Anna's here and your children, so do make sure that they're welcome. Is Anna here?
She's at the back, yeah.
Anna, it's great to have you. And it's great to have Charlie, he being everybody here. So we just pray you have a really happy time as a family.
Thank you very much.
How can we best kind of pray for you in your work at Moulton?
Thank you. So I'm vicar of a church, one parish church on the northern edge of Northampton. It's not an area that's sort of blessed with lots of Bible teaching churches, I guess. It's quite sort of sparse spiritually in that area, the whole of the East Midlands, really. There are, of course, exceptions, but I guess you could pray that the Lord really raises up new workers for the harvest field there, that new ministers come with the gospel to preach it, and that he sustains us in an area that, you know, there isn't a huge amount of encouragement from other ministers and so on. So just pray that we keep faithful to Jesus and his word. That would be great.
And you're speaking to us for two sessions on 2 Samuel chapters and that. Why did you pick that for us?
Yeah, the slightly kind of random chapters, you might think. 2 Samuel 15 to 19. It's a little standalone unit, I think, in the book. I was at a conference about a year ago, and the speaker mentioned in passing that these would be really good chapters to preach through in Holy Week, so in the week leading up to Easter, because there's so many parallels between those chapters and the experience of David and the Lord Jesus in his final week before the cross. And I sort of picked up on that and thought, okay, well, I'll give that a try. Back in Moulton. It was a brave move because it meant preaching 2 Samuel 19 on Easter Sunday. We got a lot of visitors in church on Easter Sunday, and it might seem a hard chapter to preach through. It's not just kind of preaching through one of the gospel accounts of the resurrection. But I gave it a go, and it was either going to be a total disaster or you know, really, really wonderful. And it was fantastic. I mean, I loved preaching it, and others saw things about the resurrection that they'd never seen before, and it was great. So I thought I'd share it with you this week because I'm so excited about it.
Wonderful. Well, look, let's pray for Andy as he, before we sing again, and then we hear God's word read, and then he comes and speaks to us from God's word. Our gracious God and Father, we do thank you so much for bringing Andy and Anna and the family to join us today. We ask that you will uphold him throughout today as he brings us your word. Give us expectant hearts. And we ask, loving Father, that you would encourage him today and use him mightily in Moulton. We thank you for putting in him that desire to be a minister of the gospel. And we pray that many will in that northern part of Northamptonshire will be praising you in years to come for bringing the Byfield family across their path. For we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.